Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody. We're the Robin Holly Show here at CMA Fest. Coverage is brought to you by Simple Green. Travis Denning is here.
Good to see y'all.
Yeah, you
we're
too.
We're so excited to see you. For us, it's a little early. And we were talking a little bit ago that you are only a morning person if fishing is involved. Yeah.
Yeah. And even then, sometimes I'm like, I've seen a fish before. I'll get a couple extra hours of sleep.
So do you what else do you get up early for other than CMA Fest? Other than fishing and this, I mean, it was funny, airplanes, I guess.
Yeah. That's about it.
Well, yeah. when we were driving in the town and I was like, I saw this riverfront stage. It was 9 a.m. packed. And I'm like, what are these people doing?
They probably haven't gone to sleep. I will tell you, there's a quote that someone said. They said, nobody ever regretted waking up early. I was like, I don't know about that.
I actually strongly disagree.
Maybe if you're like doing something, you know, the fishing or whatever, but like sometimes I regret it for sure.
And you said your wife is a big, great sleeper too.
Oh yeah. I mean, she'll sleep till noon and then at 2 o'clock, she's like, damn, this day drained me. I need a nap. Yeah.
I absolutely love that.
That kind of sounds like me. I feel like it's early. Yeah. I could sleep for like 12 hours and I'll be like, I feel like I could take an afternoon nap.
We just went to Switzerland on our honeymoon, and I told her it was the first time she had gone to Europe and experienced the jet lag and all that. And I'm like, look, you got to kind of power through. And I was like, you can take a really short nap, but like you really need that first night of sleep. And she slept for like 3.5 hours in a nap and
great.
Then went right back to sleep.
Yep,
and slept good. All night. And I was like, damn, I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning, like just like ruined. And she just... the apocalypse could happen.
Your wife is my spirit animal.
Yeah.
So why did you guys decide to go to Switzerland for like, what is the significance?
We just wanted to do something like unique and different that kind of felt like more like a, you know, like a trip of a lifetime kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, cause we kicked around the tropical thing and I was like, look, if we go somewhere that's tropical, we're going to sit and do nothing and drink, which is fine, right, but we can also just do that in Florida.
Right.
And we wanted to go somewhere beautiful and that looked awesome. And it definitely was both of those things.
All right.
You had a couple surprise songs for your wife, who was then fiance, right?
Yeah.
When you released a couple of these. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, I put those out like the Friday before we got married. And she knew one of the songs and she knew that I had recorded it. But I just never told her like when it was going to come out and all that. And it was pretty cool. I actually surprised her, which is a rare feat for her. Yeah.
She knows you that well.
Yeah, she's like, and she doesn't like surprises very well, but that one I got her pretty
good. Was the proposal a surprise though?
But she also told me if it didn't happen by the end of October 2021 that we were probably going to break up. So I was like, well, my contact just fell out of my
mouth. I was like, he's not going to be able to see.
We are all just terrible. I'm just going to hold it in my damn hand.
Well, the 5-second rule does not work. It does not work for contact.
Well, two out of the three of us are a mess today. We'll let you decide who's not.
Can we talk? Speaking of messes, Hot Country Nights.
Yeah.
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 Well,
the first time I contacted Dirks.
First time you contacted Dirks, he's like, all right, there's this band, Hot Country Nights. You should be a part of it. Can you tell us that?
Yeah. So I'm just going to put this damn thing right here for a second. Good Lord. What a day.
Good morning.
I was on tour with Dirks Bentley last year, and it was amazing. It was one of my most favorite tours I've ever done. And in 2018, I did a Hot Country Nights thing for CRS, and that was pretty cool. And that was kind of one of the first times I really spent time with Dirks. And so I was like, I need to do this just like to the wall and nail it. And I went up there and I like cussed out the band on stage, like the whole thing. And was, you know, and so I'd heard through the grapevine that he was like, man, Travis like killed it. Like it was a little too method acting a little bit for me. And so we were on tour and I told him, I said, look, one night, I want to be a night. Like, I understand y'all have your routine, but I want to do something. And so they ended up playing an after party for a show. and I got to go and do it. Same thing, banana in the pants.
You put a banana in your pants, yeah.
Like custom out on stage, they threw me out and everything.
Did you, love this did you so have much. A name for your character? I know that Dirk's character name is, was it Doug Douglasson?
Doug, the Big Rhythm Doug Douglasson or
did
something.
Did you have a name?
Yeah, I am Wyatt Williams.
Wyatt Williams, I like that.
Yeah, so I'm Doug's long lost cousin that just got out on parole, an original member of Hot Country Nights when they were kids.
Oh, that's so great. And then speaking of like other country music superstars, you're on the Morgan Wallen album. You got a song on the Morgan Wallen album.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's called Devil Don't Know. And just really heartbreakingly sad heartbreak song. Okay. I love it. You know, and like I'm married and happy in my life.
Right, right, right.
Battle of the heartbreak songs for sure. And yeah, it's just I wrote that song in 2020.
Really?
And he cut it on the first round of some of the songs for the record. And then I didn't hear nothing for like 2 years. And I was like, well, maybe it'll be on there. Maybe it won't. And then they announced it and it was on there. And the reaction has been really cool. I wrote it with two really good friends of mine. And yeah, I can't think of a better record to have a song on. So
that's so great. Yeah. Were you able to hear it live yet at any of the shows?
I haven't heard it live.
I know you're doing your own
they
tour.
They did. Yeah, he had that, the free thing at Bridgestone. Mm-hmm. And I literally had like bus call that night and couldn't make it. And I know he played it. So, and I think he's been playing it in his set. So hopefully I can make a show. And see.
Yeah, I hope so too. And how exciting too for your friends as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, just super cool. I really think Morgan's going to make it.
You know? Maybe.
Yeah, he's got good odds.
I mean, he's got good potential. Yeah.
36 songs or something.
Yeah,
like that.
three sold out nights at Nissan. I mean, yeah. Might work out.
Could happen.
Yeah, could happen. Really, yeah. Good.
It's only because of that one song though that.
Yeah, it's because Devil Don't Know for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. I heard as soon as it came out, the metrics just boom, tickets, everything.
Well, real quick before we go, I want to talk about Strawberry Wine and a cheap six pack.
By the way, you have the best song names, titles
ever. They're all long
ever.
Titles, I know.
No, but like they're quite possibly the best titles that anyone has. Do you think of the title first and then write the song?
This
and then
one,
we'll talk, yeah.
This one actually, no. When I wrote this song, I went into the room that day and one of the co-writers is a guy named Jerry Flowers who's played bass for Keith Urban for like 25 years or something. And I always remind him that he's old. And I walked in that day and I was like, I want to write something that sounds like something Keith would have cut in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was like, all right, cool. So we really started musically with it and wanted that kind of, to me, that song sounds like you could have heard it in 2005 and it would have made perfect sense, you know? And so we just started writing this kind of nostalgic story of a guy looking back on this past love that he doesn't have anymore, but it's not really a bad, you know, it's not a bad image. It's just like, hey, I think about that when these two things happen. And we got to the end of the chorus and we're like, what rhymes with back? And and you know, I was like, no, I think it's like strawberry wine and cheap six pack. And so that one actually, normally I do start with a title and then work backwards. Okay. But that one we wrote to it, which was cool.
That is really cool.
Well, congratulations on everything. Getting married, new music, CMA Fest. Travis Denning is here with Odyssey.
With one contact.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.